We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I want to start off today with this podcast with a question. Have you ever heard of the Nickelodeon show called Avatar: The Last Airbender? Well, it holds a special place in one of my favorite TV shows. Maybe my favorite TV show, maybe at that, probably sitting number one position in my favorite of TV shows, and that says something. And if you haven't heard of it, I'll give you a little brief history lesson on the show. But before I dive into it, I'll just say, this show has taught me a lot of life lessons, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And so, sit back, relax, and enjoy. So, for those of you who don't know what Avatar: The Last Airbender is, it's a Nickelodeon show that aired 2005 to 2008. I could be wrong about the dates. It feels like it's been a lifetime ago. It's about this young avatar who has to master all the four elements before the Fire Lord takes over the whole world. I'm not going to do any spoilers because I absolutely hate spoilers and it ruins everything. If you're curious about the show and you want to watch it, it's currently on the Netflix right now. And for those who follow me on social media, you have probably seen that I've been rewatching it for probably the 100th time. And like I said, it's an entertaining show. It's an entertaining show because the characters are lovable and relatable. It's filled with adventure, action, and drama. And it does cover some real problems around, like fake. It does discuss some real problems, like as like political figures in it, like kings and fire lords and princesses and princes and prince, yeah, whatever, and it also deals with warfare and genocide, but it doesn't talk. The show doesn't talk at you like you're the root cause of this or that. It just takes you on an adventure, and some people might think it's a kid show because it's animated, but it's truly not, because it deals with all these issues. But it doesn't talk at you like some of those shows do, that just kind of just say, oh, you're the root cause of this and you're the root cause of that. We gotta fix ourselves or whatnot. And so it's not like too big It's not, yeah, like I said, it doesn't talk at you. It talks kind of with you. But I'm going to take a twist on all of this, and I'm going to put a positive spin on it, because some people just don't like when shows just talk at you. But I mean, and to be honest, I kind of disagree with the show, with some of those articles out there that says that this show talks about political warfare and genocide. Maybe to an extent, but I feel like it's kind of a reach, just to be honest. Like a really, really big reach. But the characters in the show has taught me quite a bit of life lessons. So the first character I want to talk about is the Avatar himself. His name is Aang, who's...
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast. Well, I'm not going to destroy the story, but he's 12 years old. He's 12 years old, and... he knows when to have, he always knows when to have fun, and he's always happy to help people, no matter where that person came from, whether it's the Earth Kingdom, Fire Nation, or the Water Tribe. He's willing to help anybody, even animals, and yeah. And he knows when to meditate, to relax, to take his mind off of things. Because don't forget, he has to save the whole gosh darn world, and everything's weighing on his shoulders. And that's a big task. No pressure, don't screw up or anything. Yeah, screw up. Yeah, it's not going to end well for anybody, so no pressure or anything. And he keeps his, he knows how to keep his friends close, even if their friends, even if his friends are fighting or want, amongst each other, he always knows how to keep the peace. He's always ready to have a quick laugh when the time, even in tough circumstances. And, he's always sticking up to bullies, like, what's a good example of this? One of the episodes, he sticks up to Jet, who's a freedom fighter, and he takes things too far. I'm not going to spoil any episodes, but that's... basically what Jet, who Jet is. He's a, he's another, I like to call those people hotheads. He is a hothead. Whew. I think he's one of the most annoying characters in the series, to be honest. Or that and the guy who says, "My cabbages!" I can't stop cracking up when I hear that line. Too bad that guy only shows up in like 4 episodes, but he's actually on this list at the moment. So the next character I want to talk about, Katara. She always lends a helping hand, no matter who needs it. Yeah, it kind of sounds similar to the Avatar. Doesn't let dumb rules get in her way. Well, one of the, not to spoil too much, she stood up to the waterbending master in the North Pole, who won't teach her because their customs, only the male fighters only the males can learn waterbending and not the women, and she has to become a healer. Well, if anybody's seen the episode, you know exactly what happened. I'm not going to spoil it. But let's just tell you, well, I'll give you a little sneak peek, is that all I'm going to say is she basically stood her ground and she doesn't take no for an answer. And she always remains positive, even through very, 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 very hard times. I can give you an example. In the second part of the, when the whole gang was in the desert, with that secret hidden library, or the ancient secret library, they, like, something bad happened to one of the, animals that Aang has, and I'm not gonna say who, or what, and they had to get themselves out of the desert, and some people might have given up, and it's like, oh well, there's no easy way to get out of the desert, and some might just is like, we're doomed, but Katara said, no, we're getting out of this together, and so. She's always having a positive mindset to, on how to get out of sticky situations. Man, I could use that right now. Next person, Sokka. He's very simple. He's full of sarcasm. But one of his biggest traits, and life lessons he taught me, is always have a plan. I basically have like a huge plan for my website, my podcast, my newsletter, my shop, and everything. And if that doesn't work out, I have multiple other plans in place. So he taught me on how I should always have a plan, but be prepared for something to change in an instant. And sometimes I do well with this, and sometimes I do not do well with this. It's more, sometimes it leans towards not doing well with this. I have to admit that. The next person on my list, I've learned some life lessons from, is Zuko. No matter what you have done in the past, when you're younger, there's always a way you can redeem yourself. And I'm not going to... He is the Fire Lord's son. And he's set on a journey to capture the Avatar. And he never... which is kind of an impossible task because the Avatar disappeared 100 years ago and no one's seen him since until Aang showed up. But I'm not going to... Again, no spoilers. But there's always a way to redeem yourself even if you have done something when you're wrong when you were a kid. Which I unfortunately have. But going forward and doing these podcasts and blogging and trying to help people is my redemption. He also taught me, don't always think that everything needs to be done yourself, which is true because, I'm going to change that. He didn't teach me that. His uncle did, and I'll get to him in a second. And he also taught me to listen to others. Zuko's always jumping to conclusions, and he's not listening to other people and doing what he's told. He kind of speaks out of terms, he has a hard time listening to adults around him, and he just wants the best for him. I think we can all agree on that, or relate to that at least. Then there's Uncle Iroh. He used to be a general in the Fire Nation, and I'm not going to get to his whole backstory because that all just, as there was an episode on. You hear about his backstory in the show, so no need for to go through all that. So his life lessons that he taught me was always seek good in people, and don't always think somebody's going to do something wrong to you or kind of like ruin your reputation or whatever it is. Always see good in people. He's always willing to give advice to people that he just met. He also taught me have a go with the flow kind of attitude. I'll give you an example of this. Every time when, Zuko, when Iroh misplaces something or, he kind of redirects his ship or the ship that they're on in the first season, to different merchants, just to find a pie-shaped chip, and Zuko gets all annoyed and everything, and Iroh said, "I'm glad I have an understanding nephew," and he. And while Zuko's blowing steam out of his nose and breath and everything, Zuko's very hot-headed and everything, and he kind of hates just going with the flow of everything. So Iroh just has that go with the flow. We're just going to do this real quick. And then when Iroh didn't even have the when he couldn't find the Paisho chip that he's looking for, he's at the Zuko, and Zuko's in like, I'm glad this whole trip was a waste of time. And Iroh's in like, no, it's quite the opposite. I found stuff that I didn't even know that I could, that I didn't know that we needed on the ship. And he found some kind of Sugi horn and a crazy statue with gems in it. So yeah, he's always gone with the flow. I'm not gonna tell you the ending of the episode. Iroh always believes people can change no matter what happened years ago. Like, he changed. He used to be a general. Now he's retired, and now he's just in a I don't care mood of what happens. And he's always filled with positive wisdom. He always has something positive to say, and he's truly like a role model that we could all follow in these tough times. The next person is really not much to I shouldn't say that, but you don't get to meet her until the second season and know more about her throughout the second season and third season. But Princess Azula has taught me a few life lessons. Don't be a know-it-all. No one likes being a know-it-all. I'll give you an example of this one. She's one of her captains on the ship said that the tides won't let them in the port to dock and everything. And she said, like, I don't know much about the tides, but and it's like, but who rules the ship? And the captain said, like, you do. And it's like, and if the tides, where the tides think you, think something along the, if she threw him overboard where the tides, think twice of, throwing him into the rocks or something. And he said no. And yeah, she thinks that she knows pretty much everything. And she thinks that even if like sometimes the tides won't let you come into the dock, and but she wouldn't accept no for an answer, and she kind of is a know-it-all. She won't accept anything less. And her character also taught me that karma will bite you in the butt. Here's an example. I'm not going to do this example, because if I do, it's going to pretty much ruin all the second and third season. No, I should pretty much ruin the third season, so I'm not going to do it. And her character also taught me, don't manipulate others. And if you've ever seen the show or want to see the show, you'll see how she manipulates a lot of people. Another character I want to mention, that there's really not much to talk about with this person, but her name's Ty Lee in the show. She knows that she wants something different in life than what others want. I'm not gonna say anything extra on this one, because again, it I'm not gonna say it. No, that's just be ruining it. The next character I want to talk about is May. Even though you don't really get to see any of the Princess Azula or Ty Lee or May in until the second or third season, May taught me that no one wants to be around people who are always negative. She has the most bleakest... she's just filled with negative on everything. She has no emotion in her voice. She's, like, literally... she has no personality. She kind of has the personality of a brick wall. Yawn, boring, and everything. Who wants to listen to that? Every time I listen to her voice in the show, it's like, oh, can we get to the next scene already? And, like, I just went over, the cabbage seller, mm-hmm. who says, my cabbages! Every time when Aang and the gang goes to a new town, that guy always seems to have a stall, setting up a new stall somewhere, and yet his stall keeps breaking every single time. You kind of feel bad for him because he has... because he has really, really, really bad luck. Oh my goodness. I think it was like either four or five times his cabbage stall broke. I think he kind of gave up, but after the first two times, or first few times anyway, he was really persistent of, and keeps trying different things, but I think eventually gives up, or I think in the comic books he finally rebuilds again, but I didn't read the comic books yet, which I'm hoping I can get to them this summer. I'm looking forward to it. The next character is Fire Lord Orzai, who's the biggest enemy in the show who Aang needs to fight. No spoilers, promise. He taught me don't be too hard on your kids if you have kids, because they will hate you later on. No one should have so much power, and he does. He wants to start expanding Fire Nation colonies across the map and ruling the whole world, so no one should be able to do that. And he doesn't take no for an answer. Okay, I'm going to warn you. Here's a little spoiler, and I'm sorry, but it can't be helped. He asked the Fire Lord before him to cut Iroh out of the next Fire Lord in line to be Fire Lord, the previous Fire Lord said, and it's like, you expect me to say no to my first son being it'd be Fire Lord, and he's an and Ozai said, I'll say yes, and the guy's and the previous Fire Lord says no. Well, Ozai didn't like it, so he had that Fire Lord killed, and so in his steps, and following his steps, Iroh didn't get the Fire Lord position. Ozai did, and that's why. And he doesn't take no for an answer, and he doesn't like no for an answer. And so, he took the throne, and now Aang needs to stop him and dethrone him. Zhao, he used to be known as Commander Zhao in the first season, then he got to Admiral. Not really, but he taught me to dump, to not be too full of yourself. I'll give you an example. He's always thinking highly of himself, like they're gonna call me Zhao the Conqueror, Zhao the Ruler, and he's always talking highly of himself, and it's like, oh yeah, this guy is totally full of himself, and it's like, oh, it's got, and like people are gonna look up to me, and it's like, yeah, and it's like, I'm sure not. And he also taught me he always wants something that he doesn't have. So basically one could say that always be grateful with what you have and not what you don't have. And because life's too short. And yeah, Zhao, he's one of the most annoying characters. I don't know, do I find Mei or Zhao the most annoying character in the series? Maybe both. And before I wrap this podcast episode up, I just want to have to mention this. It seems like the original Avatar directors or writers are making a Netflix show. Either show or movie, and it's going to be with live characters. I mean, no, it's not going to be animated, I'm really hoping it's going to be better than what M. Night Shyamalan has given us back in 2010, which was garbage. Sorry, M. Night, I personally can't talk about Avatar and the Last Airbender without mentioning The Last Airbender by M. Night. What an absolutely terrible movie. And if you want to, I'll give you a spoiler of it. If you ever seen all the Earthbenders in in the Avatar: The Last Airbender, Nickelodeon show, they can move mountains and huge boulders and rocks and mountains and whatnot and bend metal. You know what Shyamalan did? He gives you an earthbender. Earthbending scene with 8 earthbenders, and it looked like a dance scene, and just to bend one small pebble, it took 8 earthbenders. That's terrible. Yeah, let's go dance our way to the Fire Lord. That's a great idea. Yeah, great idea. Not. Anyway. I had to say that because you can't talk about one without mentioning the other. And plus, it kind of hurt me last year that the original creators were going to create a fourth season of Avatar The Last Airbender, but Shyamalan just had to get in the way. Even though that the director said he wasn't really in the way, but I kind of feel like it was implied. But enough of that. But those are the life lessons that this show has taught me, and maybe there's even more. And maybe there's other ones maybe there's other characters that maybe you can relate with, And let me know of what you think of this episode on social media. I'm always thrilled. If you like Avatar, like myself, I'm always ready to talk about the show because it's amazing, great storytelling, and it helps you to go on an adventure when you can't really go anywhere because of the whole pandemic. And it's kind of nice. And it's an escape. Plus, I have all the DVDs on my bookshelf, but I still waited for it to come out back on Netflix. Call me lazy, I don't care. But I love the show. Anyway, I hope you like this episode.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.